Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We like her more than a smidge, it's Kelly Cartledge.
Better than Taboo. It's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy Cease and Desisto. We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Braves. As usual, I'm Ronnie Karam. You can find me over on the Bachelor Roast podcast called Rose Bricks. And here I am with Ben Mandelker, my co-host and little bestie, who also does The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can find on YouTube. Just go look for it, okay? Subscribe to it. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. What's going on, babe?
Not much. Just, you know, I literally just finished watching all of our shows that we have to record today, Jersey and Summer House, which are so good. I couldn't really watch them last night because I went to the Rob Has a Podcast 10-year anniversary show / Survivor premiere party thing, and I just want to give a shout out to Rob. Even though we don't talk about Survivor on this podcast, I'm still a huge Survivor fan, and Rob is a fellow podcaster, and he came up just along with us, both in terms of blogging and in terms of podcasting. And so I just want to say happy anniversary to Rob. And if you love Survivor, go check out his podcast because it's like kind of the place to go for Survivor stuff. So congrats, Rob.
Sweet.
Rob
Sternino, congrats. Happy anniversary, Rob Sternino.
Yeah, and also got to give a shout out someone. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I forgot your name because I'm just bad like that. But he came up to me and was like, oh my God, I love Watcher Crappens. We met him back in Boston. He's one of our Boston listeners. And he actually flew out to this thing last night to be at this Rob thing. But he's still Boston based. So it's always so cool to still run into Crappeners. And on top of that, ran into one of the Survivor contestants. Her name is Rourke. And she's actually, we talked about her before. She is actually a Crappens listener and then wound up on Survivor and got to see her again. So it's still always so cool to meet Crappens listeners in the wild. So big shout out and hellos and thank yous to everyone from last night.
Yeah, that's cool. Right on. Well, congrats, Rob. That's a neat, yeah. That's a 10 years. It's a big one.
Yeah. Okay. Whoa, 10 years. Okay.
Next week, we are going to be traveling to a couple places. We're going to go to Lawrence, Kansas, and we're going to go to, is that right? And then we're going to Omaha, Nebraska. So we are recapping Summer House and then New Jersey, right, Ben?
We're doing New Jersey and Kansas and Summer House in Omaha. I'll put that up on the website. So
yeah, so there you go. So you guys come see us if you're in town. Come see us. And then there's a bunch of other dates. You can go check those out over on our watchwhatcrappens.com site. There's ticket links and all that stuff with a bunch of cities there. Charleston's a big one. That's coming in January, February, March, April. And we're going to be recapping the Real Housewives of New York trailer in that.
Season premiere.
What did I say? The trailer?
The trailer.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Imagine? It just started today. I've been pouring quinoa in jars. Okay. That's what I've spent my day doing. I've been organizing rices and quinoas and shit like that into jars.
That's so fun.
So that's where my head's at.
You know, I get it. I loved, I heard you under your breath. You're like, okay, the show is on 4/4. So that month is January.
Yeah. I still don't know months. I know my birthday month, Christmas month, and Thanksgiving month. And okay. Yeah, I know 10. I know as they go later. I know like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. But all the other ones, I'm like, oh, no.
Those generic spring months can catch up to you.
I've even counted the first month. Like when it's one something, I've been like, oh, okay. Yeah, duh.
I've gotten really bad at calendar math. I've realized it when someone says, oh, that was from 1996. I have to like stop and think, okay, how many years ago was that again? Because now it's like 2020. So that's like 20 years to 2000. And then, okay, and then it's four. I have to like literally stop and do all sorts of math. I feel dumb.
Yeah, I'm dumb. Oh my gosh. When you're reading a recipe or something from another country and they're like, oh, here's how many grams it is. I'm like, well, go fuck yourself with that. Now, I know America is the one that changed all that. You know, we're like, we got to have our own kinds of numbers and measurements. So I know it was our fault, but come on, people. You're talking to me. I'm stupid. Can somebody just translate this so I don't have to whip out my stupid phone every single time and find a gram to ounces or whatever the hell?
Classic Crappins. We spend all of yesterday making fun of Raquel and math, and then here we are being like, now, how do we add 5 and 6 together again?
Well, that's why we're not total hypocrites. You know, we make fun of people, but we're also disasters. So those are the live shows we're going to be doing next week. Also, go check out our Crappins on Demand videos. Those are super fun. This week we have Vanderpump Rules and the Real Housewives of New York trailer. So I knew it was there somewhere. Those were both great. And so were our bonus episodes. This week we did one about the Real Housewives of New York trailer as well. It's all the same thing. So go over there, check those out. Thanks for your support. Blah, blah. But seriously, no blah. We love you. And now we're on to the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Okay. They're going down to the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, the Jersey Shore. So the episode opens up with a few vignettes of things going on around Jersey. Wait. By the way, I should say, since we're talking about Jersey, there's only 25 tickets left to our Asbury Park show. So if you want to come, there's only 25 tickets left. Okay, that's it. Anyway, so it opens up. Hey, my lady, I just, you know, I need some coffee. And Joe needs a little pastry. Can you get a little pastry for Joe, my lady? Can you do that?
And Marlene's like, you are too fat, Joe. Which is basically everyone above the age of 60 in my family, too. It's like, you just, I don't know what it is about getting older. I mean, this happened to me when I was 5, but where you just don't give a fuck what you say anymore to people.
Well, because you learn that what you say to people doesn't really matter.
Yeah, they're not really listening anyway.
No one's truly paying attention until you say something really terrible, and then they pay way too much attention.
Yeah. But, you know, Joe's a guy. We've learned on this show, guys are different than ladies, right? Here's the difference between guys and ladies. Guys laugh when you say that to them. That's when Joe, in the nice misogynistic world of New Jersey.
Yeah. And then we go over to Jackie's house, and her kid really wants chicken parmesan. And then there's some discussion that he's going to start up a chicken parm restaurant, but it's all going to be cold chicken parmesan. It's like, okay.
Yeah, Hudson is quickly becoming my favorite child.
He's great. He's great, even though he has a little bit of a mouth on him, as we see later in the episode. But
how could you not? He's growing up in Jersey. He's like, what the fuck, Ma? She's like,
lost my championship, Ma. My fucking championship.
My fucking championship, Ma. God damn it.
Like, if only I had a better birthday party, Ma.
Watch your mouth or we're having another yogurt parfait day. Understand me, young man?
Another build your yogurt parfait day.
So then over at Teresa's house, it is, you know, like a little party prep because G is going to prom. Okay, get that broccoli on the table. Get those balloons blown up. G's going to prom.
Yeah, and to celebrate the occasion, we then get a call from Joe. So we get our customary, this is a free call from Joe.
And the kid is like just so used to, the kids are just so used to him being gone. She is like, daddy, could you call back? Because I got to get my hair done. Idiot. Just call me later. He's like, all right.
All right, I'm in the shoe, but I'll do whatever I can to fit your schedule. Okay.
Yeah, I like that. 1 minute he's like, you know what? They threw me in the fucking shoe for opening a window, and now he's like, yeah, I'll call you whenever. When's good? You know, they're open with their schedule here at Shoe.
Right. At Shoe. I like you took off the article. It's just Shoe. It's like when British people talk about the hospital, going to the hospital, they just say, well, I'm going to hospital.
Yeah, like I'm at Shoe. I'm at Shoe right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm at Shoe. Okay. Great, great designs for less. Shoe.
And something that I'm sure has been said a million times in this house, Teresa.
That broccoli smell. Yeah.
As she sprays, I assumed it was Febreze, but knowing her, it was probably some weird Lysol. So then it probably smelled like fresh laundry and broccoli at the same time.
Yeah, because you know broccoli, like you don't even have to be making broccoli. There are just some things that have that weird broccoli smell. And yeah. you know that Joe had that smell. You know he had like a weird broccoli that needs to be thrown away. Yeah.
Yeah, an innate broccoli scent about him. Yes. Why was she making broccoli for this prom party anyway, by the way? What sort of prom party requires fresh broccoli?
I don't know, but I like her healthy party vibes because it's just like a tray of pre-cut vegetables and then some broccoli. That's all I really knew about this party.
I feel like Melania requested that or something. Also, I will say there is a difference between broccoli when it's boiled and broccoli when it's roasted in terms of scent. I mean, roasted broccoli still has a distinct scent, but it's a little nuttier, so it's more it's like a little more tolerable. But like when you boil or steam broccoli, I mean, God save you.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It sticks in your walls, it sticks in everything. Okay, broccoli is for smoothies. That's what I'm saying right now. I started putting them in my smoothies. Feel great. Broccoli
is for making lovely little dioramas, okay, of the woods.
So Teresa gives us, you know, every episode, Teresa, we have to feel sorry for Teresa. So this time it's because Joe's in jail. Well, she's going to prom. She's like,
you know, it's really important for her. When she had an eighth grade prom, I was away, and now she's having this one, and Joe's away.
I'm like, well, you know, you better hope she doesn't marry Frankie anytime soon, because that's a very important event in her life, and someone else from the family is going to have to go to prison, you know? Like, once you see a pattern, you just got to keep it going, Melania. All right, get to the hot wiring over there.
Or maybe no, he's been illegally catching octopuses out of octopi out of... Is it octopi or octopuses? Because, you know, if it's Greek, it's ES, but if it's... Or the other... Never mind. So
you're
the point,
asking me, I had to count until April. Like, okay.
I was like, why am I trying to question the proper declension or pluralization during a Teresa Giudice scene?
You were at the wrong bus stop, sir.
The point is that the doorbell rings and Gina Keough shows up with a bunch of balloons. It's like, there's Gina. Oh my God. She made it to New Jersey and she has balloons.
And guess what? Guess what we get? Another call from, you have a free call from
Joe.
So Joe calls back, and Gia's like, Mom's a psycho, Dad. She's a psychopath. You should see her over here. He's like, yeah, she loves that shit, you know, spending my money on stupid shit. Like your fucking prom.
To be fair, I mean, Teresa is running around like Lorraine Bracco at the end of Goodfellas. You know, she's like, there's a helicopter overhead. Oh, my God, it's a prom overhead. Make your talk like Bethany, but you get the point.
Yeah. So Gorga, little Gorga comes over and brings flowers, and she's like, oh my God, you're like my dad. You're like my second dad. Which, you know, Joe Giudice just threw a brick through a window in Italy.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm sure he loved seeing that.
I'm in the Italian shoe now, which is funny because the country's shaped like a shoe. So I guess I'm just in Italy.
And thank God we have balloons that spell out prom, because
I know
this is a very confused mother of the household over here.
We're having a prom. Happy broccoli day, honey.
Happy broccoli day. Yeah, I mean, talk about like. Listen, I don't often get onto my environmental soapbox, but those. I mean, talk about a single serve balloon. I guess they all are single serve, but that was for a very brief. Do we need prom written out in balloon form? Can't you just do a banner?
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, those balloons are no joke.
They are no joke. They are literally not. They are not funny. They are not a joke. They're serious.
Way to shit all over Gia's prom. Bam!
You know what? Well, what they have to do is, after the prom, they have to turn into a party. So that way they can put the P at the end of the word, and now it's a romp. See? You're making a second use of the letters. I'm okay with that.
A poem. I love poem. Fucking bitch wife of mine.
And then
all
the next
I have to
morning
do is watch poem.
The next morning when they have to clean up the mess, you just take out the R and rearrange it. Just like, map. Map.
So you know, Dolores
anagram.
Dolores is getting Frankie. Dolores is getting Frankie ready for prom, and she's like, "Come on, Frankie, come down here. I want to see your tux." Oh, Frankie, look at you! Up, oh, Mom's here. Mom, what'd you bring?
Cookies. All right. So Ma didn't get you a boutonniere, but she got you a cookie. So here, pin this to your lapel. Okay, this is an E.L. Fudge, all right? That looks very nice on you. You're very handsome with your E.L. Fudge cookie on your lapel.
He's like, let grandma only see me in little increments. It's going to be too much for her, seeing the whole tux. It's too much.
Yeah, it's like opening up the entire box of Malamars. Too much for grandma.
It's like reverse stripping with grandma. It's like, oh my God, he's in a shirt. I'm so proud. Oh my God, he's in a bow tie and a shirt. I'm so proud. Oh my God, he's in a tuxedo jacket and a shirt and a bow tie. I'm so proud.
Wait till I tell your father, Dolores. He's doing so well with his eating. All his ice cream, he toasts it first to reduce half the calories. Ronnie, did you ever go to prom?
Hell no. No way. No? I never went to prom. Never asked. Never was asked. Hated it. Hated everybody who went there. I read Carrie while people were at prom, and I'm not even kidding. I read it for the second time while people are at prom, because we know how that ends. And if you don't, you're missing a good book. Did you go?
Hell yeah. I went to prom and had non-sexual experiences with every prom date I went. I went to 5 proms, actually. God.
Yeah, I was not that kind of high schooler. I was like, fuck this place. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, I was only too happy. My junior year, I went to junior prom. And I went to junior prom with Rebecca. I can't remember her last name all of a sudden, which is ridiculous because we're Facebook friends. And then I went to a senior prom with Kim Mastis. And we... that was a prom that was on a boat that went around Manhattan, which was like a circle line. So that was very glamorous. And then the next year I went to my friend's. So I went to my friend's senior prom in Connecticut. And then I was Miriam Ackerman's date to her junior prom. But then I had some sort of weird gastrointestinal cramping. So I had to leave after the prom, which was so me. And then for my senior prom, it was like a hotel somewhere. So those were my 5 proms. 5 proms, but I was gay, so very non-sexual and very platonic experiences across the board.
Yeah, not me. I was like, you're all fucking idiots. Have fun. Have fun at your idiot dance.
I remember there was a big controversy because I was also on like the prom. I was the class VP senior year, so I was there. Like the class officers have to put together the prom, and there was a big. I remember having like clashing with a girl named Meredith about what should be served at the prom, and I was pushing hardcore for like chocolate cheesecake, and she was pushing hardcore for ice cream sundae, and it was an issue. There was a big issue about that. But
yeah,
guess
I only
who
went to one dance. I think it was like a homecoming dance or something, and my mom made me go because, you know, my mom was like a junior leaguer, and she was like mortified that I was in like black combat boots smoking cigarettes with the cholas at the wall, you know, in the back. So I went to one, and the theme of it, I remember, was Knights in White Satin, because you remember that song?
Knights in White Satin. Ooh. Yeah, of course. I love that song.
So that was the theme of this dance, and I went to it, and I was like, no one's even wearing white. These fucking morons. This is what happened. Like, people are too stupid to even wear white. Like, I can't. I'm done.
The theme of our senior prom was The Rose, based on the Bette Midler song, The Rose.
Well, that's another real...
And I did not choose... And guess what? I did not choose that theme. I did not. I mean, I put all my eggs in the chocolate cheesecake basket.
Yeah. Let's have a high school dance and theme it after a movie about drug addiction and life loss. That sounds great.
Yeah, I did not. I was actually opposed to the theme because it was the theme of the prom the year before. And I was like, we're not doing the rose again. And then some girl was like, no, we loved it. We loved it. We're doing it again.
And you were in the closet back then. So you were probably like, oh, my God, please don't put Bette Midler in my prom. God knows how I'm going to react. You're going to be like,
yeah,
no!
It was triggering. I was like, have it be someone very straight. Why can't this be a Brooks and Dunn prom?
Okay, so Frank gets over to Teresa's house, and he's like, Laura, she's always like Teresa. She can know that about Laura. And then Melissa tells everybody, oh, yeah, we're going to the shore. Dolores is doing the trip. Gorga's like, Gorga says, why not? Why? I don't know, because I didn't write down the line before it.
Well, he probably also works. He says, why not to everything? Why not? Like, want some more broccoli? Why not?
You want to go fuck with Melissa?
Why not? No, the issue is, Melissa thinks that, because they're reminiscing on the Jersey Shore, and Melissa, she thinks that basically Jennifer and Jackie and Marge, they're not sure that they're going to like the Jersey Shore because they're not really from there. They're more of a Hamptons vibe than a Jersey Shore vibe. So maybe that's why Joe was like, why not?
Oh, okay. So Bill and Jennifer. Yeah, now so over Bill is doing that thing where he just sits and watches Jennifer get dressed. And he sits like prim and proper with his back straight up and his eyebrows alert.
Yeah.
He's like, honey, I'm home.
Where could you possibly be? Come out wherever you are.
I'm trying to pick out a dress for the gay event thing that we're going to for my brother. He's gay. My dad can't come because he came down with a case of my son is gay. Shame sneezes. So he's going to stay home, but we're going to go back.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically her brother, is her brother's name Steven? I forget. Yeah, I think it's Steven. Mm-hmm. So, Steven's, he works for like a performing arts school in Long Island. So, they're going to be having a fundraiser. And Jennifer wants to bring Gabby because Gabby's been bullied recently. And it, like, cuts back to that clip where Gabby's like, a girl threw a ball at my head and said, next time I should have looked out for the ball or something like that, which was so cruel. And it's also, like, it just always makes me laugh because it's such, like, I'm not laughing at Gabby. I laugh at the absurdity of that bullying, you know? Like, really?
That's it's just terrible bullying. It's not even creative bullying. It's just terrible.
It's just like, it almost doesn't seem like a real thing that someone did. Yeah. But anyway.
So that poor kid. And also, don't go to prom. Okay, everybody? That's basically what Ben just said.
I want Gabriella to be that girl who like writes to a super famous like NBA player and is like, I get bullied, will you take me to my prom? And then he actually comes. I want her to be in one of those stories that's like in the oddly enough section of Yahoo. I do. I sincerely
oddly
I want
enough section.
You know, you know. I want her to have that thing where she's been bullied and then she goes to prom with like a super famous person.
Yeah. I do. So she's like bullying. She got bullied. And now Steven, I wanted to see what it's like because Steven was, you know, look at him now. He's doing great. So it's going to be inspiring to her. I mean, it should be a fun party, not like that shit show the other night.
Yeah. Joe was very inappropriate that night, right?
You think?
A clip of Joe being like, you got to bang your wife more, huh? That's why she's such a bitch, all right? Bang her. Fuck her. Do her. Slam her. Come on.
Yeah, it was very disrespectful, and it certainly requires an apology.
She's like, I'm just wondering how the short trip is gonna be.
So then we go over to Gorga, and he's like, yeah, I told Dr. Bill, bang your wife more. And then he walked off, like, what the hell?
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, oh wait. Frank's like, well, you know what happens. So then Frankie shows up, and so Frankie's there, you know, kissing everyone hello, and Gia's getting dressed, and then it's one of these moments where it's like, look at how far Gia's come in her life, and then we get like a giant Gia trauma montage with this poor girl who starts off like so happy and dancing on her bed, singing songs, doing her cry song, and having to watch like her parents basically ruined her life over the past 8 years.
I mean,
it's amazing that she's turned out as well as she has. It really is.
It's also amazing that she quit smoking 20 cigarettes a day since she was like a kid, you know, because I forgot that her voice is like, hey, when she was a little girl, she's like, I got a song to sing for everybody. It's like, geez, she's like the baby from Roger Rabbit. And now she's like, hello, mother. She's like all fancy now.
Well, either way, she comes down the stairs, which, you know, of course, in my head, I'm singing the She's All That song. Kiss me, moonlight. You know, like, I don't think any girl can come down a staircase without that song playing in everyone's heads, right?
Yeah.
You're like, I never saw the movie. I don't know what you're talking
about. No, I'm like prom sex. I'm like triggered through this whole episode.
I know. Ronnie is low-key triggered right now. Like, and then he's just trying to get through the episode.
I was having issues because I cried in this scene.
Okay. You did?
Yes. Like literally cried. Crying? I think
you
so. Just
because,
I don't know. I cry at things like that, like weddings or whenever like something's big and the parent is like, oh my God, my kid has grown so much. I start crying. Then I started crying in this fucking mom scene with Jennifer later. And Steven,
oh, that,
I started
I
like literal tears
crying.
Squirting out of my eyes. And then I thought, get something going on in your life. Like seriously, you're sitting here crying at Real Housewives of New Jersey twice. Like, that's not okay, you know?
Yeah, organize some quinoa for crying out loud.
That's what I did, you know? That's what I did. I went down to organize rice and quinoa.
And when you went downstairs, did you hear the music playing? Kiss me. That's Ronnie's prom.
I'm just sobbing on the bottom of the stairs with like a little jar of quinoa in my hands, rocking
some
back and
say
forth.
Love. It is an angel. The rose,
yes, girl.
Of
that would have brought me back to life. A little gay icon in my life.
Next time you organize quinoa, you should play the rose. See how it feels.
I was playing the Beatles because I put on, hey, play modern pop, and that was a disaster. Okay, it's like, oh my God, these kids and their terrible garage band music that just repeats over and over.
They played the Beatles on modern pop. Was that Alexa?
No.
Or
first
that Siri?
I said play pop, and she's like, we're playing modern pop from Apple Music. And then I said, okay, fuck that, because that was a nightmare. It's just, that was terrible. I really know that I'm an old man now after listening to the pop station for 10 minutes. I couldn't take it. So I was like, play the Beatles. And I was like, did you just say that out loud? Come on, Ronnie.
Wow. I mean, there's got to be a happy medium. Did you try 90s pop?
No, but they wouldn't play 80s pop. I did try that, and then they start playing just regular pop. I don't know if I have to say something
Alexa?
Else.
Was this
it's
Alexa?
Alexa, but she's hooked up to my Apple Music.
Alexa is a terrible curator. I was at my friend's house, and I told Alexa to play Annie Lennox. Annie Lennox has so many amazing songs, but in the later part of her career, she just has nothing but dirges. And Alexa was like, okay, here's another dirge. And it was like Annie Lennox be like, ooh! It was like no music. It was like no FM. It was like, oh,
yeah.
Sad. I'm like,
I got an Alexa when they first came out. And I was in, oh God, she came on. Sorry, everybody. I was in Los Angeles. And whenever I came home drunk, I would go, hey, lady, you know, saying her name. I'd say, play Nina Simone. And she would always play,
love is the color of my true love's hair.
So I'd go, next song. And she'd be like,
I love you, Porgy.
I was like, oh my God. We make
I had
one not deathly depressing song here.
I had an issue yesterday in the shower. I mean, you know me. Anytime I mention the S word, as in my digital assistant inside my phone, and anytime I say anything that sounds like her, she chimes, yes, yes, what can I help you with? So I have like a little Bluetooth speaker in the bathroom, and I was playing music on shuffle, and there's this annoying thing with Apple Music, which is that when it syncs with your library, your desktop library, all the songs that you have unchecked because you don't really like them, but you don't really want to get rid of them, but you don't want to listen to them, when it syncs to the phone, it's like everything is checked and you can't uncheck it. So all this awful music comes up at all times. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening to some very lovely song, probably Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac. And then it like switches to some random like Tony Yayo song that I haven't listened to in 15 years. And it's awful. And I'm shouting like, hey, S-word, next song. And I'm like shouting in the shower and she will not do it. She will not even listen to my voice. And I was like, what has happened to my life that this is what I'm doing? I'm shouting at my phone and I'm like, and my phone is giving me the silent treatment while Tony Yayo plays. I mean, What is this life?
Welcome to 2020.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now let's go over to Tao in New York City for the big fundraiser. So Jennifer walks in with Gabby. Gabby, oh my God, she was so cute because she's
so
still
cute.
She was like she's a 12-year-old, but she's sort of like dressed up. It's the first time we've seen her. Like, she's in like a cute little outfit with a little bag and her hair's all done. And she's like dressed like she's going to like a club, you know, but she's still 12. It was adorable.
A club or a catechism. And she's wearing her... She's wearing...
Same thing, really.
When you're Catholic, it's always a club. She's wearing her mom's little Chanel earrings. So I was like, do not become your mother. Do not become your mother.
I didn't notice that.
But her mom is really cute with her kids. So, yeah, they go in, and it's totally a theater party. Steven is talking to a little girl and her mom, and the mom goes... Oh, she does some acting. And he goes, oh, you should totally be in Sweeney Todd with us.
I know.
What the hell kind of musical theater camp is this? That they're doing Sweeney Todd?
A good one.
God. So dark. It's like a serial killer. And it's also not the easiest. But okay, you guys have fun in that theater camp.
Next summer, we're doing Angels in America.
Yeah. It's like, wow, guys. So they come in and hug him and all that good stuff. And he's like, I'll have a Manhattan on the rocks. And she's like, I'll have a Patron on the rocks. He's like, behave yourself. You need to behave now.
Also, but what sort of like little kids theater camp fundraiser, A, is going to be held in Tao, and B, there's booze served at it. It seems a little crazy, but I guess they know they got to get that money flowing, huh?
Oh, shit. They always drank in theater. In theater stuff when I was a kid, because I always did theater growing up. Shocker. I know, everybody. Shocker. But yeah, that's always get lit. I think that's the only reason parents put their kids in theater, you know?
That's probably true. It's basically just, you know, fancy babysitting.
Yeah, the moms so, just want to get loaded with gay guys at fundraiser events.
You know, you're right. There's so many things that make so much more sense now when I'm older. I mean, I wasn't in theater camp. I did go to a camp. My sleepaway camp was called, the Long Lake Camp for Performing Arts. But the first year I went, it was not called that. But then it rebranded itself as a performing arts theater camp. So then I guess I did. So never mind.
So the mom is coming, and Jen is like, yeah, well, you know, my family would never miss his fundraiser now, but... when he was a kid, they never came to our events, but that's changed. And I was like, this better be your mother's redemption episode, because I was ready to throw something off the... I was ready to throw the actual TV, not even something at the TV.
Yeah, you were already triggered by prom, and now the mom is coming into your world?
Yes.
No siree.
I know. I was ready to have a full-on ragey moment. Mm-hmm. So she tells us her mom's story. She's like, my mom grew up in a tiny village. She got married at 16. My father brought her here. She didn't know the language. You know, she wanted to be there for us, but she was just trying to figure out how shit was going, you know, like how it all worked and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is nice, you know.
Yeah.
But I was still ready to be triggered. So I was like,
I think there are a lot of moms who were trying to figure shit out. And
Bring it on with your fishing village stories. Bring it. Fishing I don't care. Village. I feel nothing.
Ronnie's like, I'll see your fishing village and raise you a bowling alley. So they're all there, and then Steven makes a little speech, and he's like, and now Mr. Nathan Brewer, who I don't know who that was, maybe someone, he's probably famous, but I don't know. So then Nathan Brewer is like, ladies and gentlemen, now let me introduce Caroline Bowman, and then she comes out and starts singing, and I literally wrote this note, I feel like Ronnie is crying. And you were.
You know what? I think I was crying because, I mean, this is where I started crying, I think, because the mom was crying, you know?
When that mom started to cry, I actually started to get a little choked up, too. Because it was a real cry.
And then that lady, I guess, he said she's super famous. Like, that's how he introduced her or something. And so I was like, oh, my God, she's really famous. And then it said she was in Wicked. And so I was like, oh, she must play the Idina Menzel part because she sounds just like her. And then I started thinking of Idina Menzel singing songs, and I was like, oh my God, now I'm crying, and there's a mom here.
Yeah, and then like, of course, all the kids come out behind her and start singing. Like, if no one got transported back to middle school, I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm sorry. I have no explanations. So, yeah, so then Josephine, a tear goes down her cheek, and Jennifer's like, "Why are you crying, Ma?" She's like, "Because of happiness."
And she goes up to him, and she's like, "I've never been prouder. No matter what, I'll be there for you. I love you so much, no matter what." And I was like,
so beautiful. It was beautiful.
Even though part of me was like, don't say gay being no matter what. But, yeah. You know, the other part of me was like crying.
But, like, it is also, like, for a son who feels like he has not been accepted by his mom, even though she didn't, as Jennifer says, even though she didn't, you know, bust out a rainbow flag and be like, "I love gays," you know, she did say, "I'll be there for you no matter what." And
yeah, and that
I
was,
you
know, that was as much as she can give right now. And so I was happy. Okay, listen, you can torture me all you want, but if you come to my show, I will cry and forgive you. I mean, that's just how it is. So I am. So I work.
We're pretty easy like that. So then we go from this touching, beautiful mother-daughter scene to Teresa and Danielle Staub scene that takes place at a place called Bean and Bean Coffee. I don't know why I thought it was funny. Bean and Bean.
Bean and Bean. Welcome to Broccoli. Oh, it's called Bean and Bean.
Beans and Beans. You guys have beans here?
So Danielle comes,
and
Teresa's like, "I was going to wear jeans like that, but I wanted to wear these shoes, so I wore different jeans."
"Oh, those shoes are really pretty, Teresa, really pretty, so pretty, Teresa."
"Well, it's nice to see you. It's been forever, Teresa." And Teresa's like,
"Sorry, it's been crazy. I've been busy with my daughters, and Joe's and I spend time with the girls. And you know what? They don't get along with Danielle, so what am I supposed to do?"
Yeah. And she's like,
"Yeah, I've been, you know, it's been a lot of my family, and Gia's been getting real emotional and stuff. And
little girls need their fathers."
Which I feel is like Danielle was about tried to... getting my children, 20 of them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I feel like Danielle is about to start up her own musical. Little girls need their fathers.
And then Danielle takes a bite of whatever she's eating, and she goes, "Whoop, whoop, 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 whoop." I was like, "What is that? What is it, the salad at Bean and Bean?"
Oh, I thought she was having an avocado toast. Oh,
whatever she had. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
It's more of a guacamole toast.
No. So they make small talk about Marty, and she's still getting along with Marty, and she let the other guy out of his cage, I guess. The police finally came and let Oliver go.
Yeah. And then Teresa is telling Danielle about the Hamptons and stuff and everything and how that basically Teresa had an issue with Margaret in the Hamptons, and how, like, you know, she's like, "You know what? It's like, I'm not going to take sides, you know?" And Danielle's like, "Never, you know, never asked you to, but she has little girls near their fathers."
Now, who was there?
Teresa's like, "Marge, Jackie's, Dolores, me's, Melissa, Jackie's, Dolores, Marge, Melissa, Dolores, Marge."
"All right, get to it, Teresa. Why can I go?"
Yeah. She's like, it seems like, because then she tells Danielle about the Jersey Shore trip and everyone's getting invited. "Really? Seems like nobody invites me to anything, you know? One moment you're friends with everyone and next minute, whoa, 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 whoa." It's avocado toast in my mouth.
You pull a little weave and suddenly you're the odd man out. She's like, "Well, as it happens, I'm going to the shore this weekend anyway. Just saying."
Just saying. So Teresa goes,
"This is the conclusion that I've come to."
Which I was like, whoa.
Actually,
first of all,
think
she said conclusion.
Well,
and that
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and that she like prefaced her sentence with like a condition or something. I don't know what you would call it, but that she was like, "This is the she basically said a sentence that has a colon in it.
"This is the conclusion that I've come to." Colon.
I was like, whoa.
I love that you're impressed with her, because I wrote down,
"This is the conclusion I came to."
And I was like, did she say conclusion, or was that in my head? You just never know with Teresa.
"This is the conclusion I came to. Every time you and Margaret hangs out, it's toxic, and I don't want, and the girls don't want to hang out with you too."
And Danielle's like, "Well, I can understand why Margaret turned against me, but what is with Melissa? I was at her last two birthdays."
And not a single time did I mention she used to be a stripper on the Jersey Shore. Not a single time.
Maybe you should ask her.
She's like, yeah, I'll be there. As a matter of fact, just by pure coincidence. Just saying. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Just call my name. I'll be there. So now we have Dolores at a construction site. Basically, it's David's house. And she walks in. The house is coming along nicely. And we meet her interior designer named Sam, who's not wearing socks. And he is...
And these are my favorite. White Yolanda Foster jeans.
Yeah. He seems lovely, actually. And the time has come to start thinking about interior designing this new house for David. And did I hear this right? Did I hear that Dave... Did I hear this right, that David wants to keep... Yeah, I'm fine. I heard like a little boop, boop from Skype.
Oh.
What was the last thing you heard me say?
I heard you. I heard everything. I just heard a little pause. So did you hear this right? Did David say what?
Oh. did Dolores say that David wants to keep all his furniture and his furniture is salmon?
I don't... Did she say it was all salmon? I didn't write that down.
I thought
he
I
wants
heard
to
her
keep
say
it
salmon.
All.
I mean, I think in general, I always think Dolores is talking about salmon. But in this case, I really thought she said that David's furniture was all salmon colored and she didn't want that.
Oh, gross. Salmon colored. Ugh.
But I could be wrong. I could
be wrong. Yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, he wants to keep all his furniture. And then David comes in and he's like, Sam, you look amazing as always. There's something so weird about David. I'm not really sure what it is.
He's always overexposed. You know,
yeah,
like it always seems like he's like, I mean, I'm not trying to make fun of like that, how pale he is, but it's like, I feel like he's been in that hospital a long time, a long time.
Yeah.
He's not been outdoors in a while.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. So then Dolores gives him a tour of everything going on and she's like, we're not bringing a table. He's like, oh, but I want the table. She's like, you're not bringing your couch. He's like, oh, I want the couch.
Yeah. Cause she's like, cause there's like, I think Sam says, and we're going to have some slate gray couches. He's like, slate gray. I mean, you're not for real with slate gray. Yeah, God forbid a very popular neutral colored couch is in your house.
Yeah. So then Sam hits the road, right? Well, I thought it was funny, too, that David has a four-poster bed.
Yeah.
Dolores goes, I'm not taking his bedroom set. It's a four-poster. I can't. And Sam's like, well, I'm here to find a happy medium and bury the spaces, which means we're burning all your furniture, four-poster.
Exactly. Yeah, because when Dolores says she's not taking the bedroom set, David goes, Dolores. I'm like, I guess this is a common theme with the husbands, right? Dolores. You got to say it that way. But Sam basically is like, okay, so I'm just going to send you some mood boards and then jump into the Hudson River. Thank you guys so much. It's been a great life.
So then David and Dolores have some private time. And she's like, do you know how hard it was for me to pick every single thing in this house without a commitment from you, David?
He's like, you know what, let's just finish the house first, you know. So you come into the okay, fine, so you're gonna come to the Jersey Shore. He's like, I have work. I suddenly decided I have work, and now I have work, so I have work. No
David,
Jersey Shore for me.
We don't go anywhere together. My kid even said to me the other day, she said, Ma, I really don't like washing the dog with a hose outside because it's a pain in the ass. Where's your patio furniture? Also, is this sliding door working? Is it sticking or is it me? Also, you don't want to get set up for disappointment by a loser man, David. All right? You still listening?
Dolores. Dolores, you know what? Dolores, would I have spent this much money with you building a house? And let's not forget that I got it heavily discounted because I did build it with you. Would I have done that without having some idea that maybe there'll be a commitment sometime in the future, perhaps? Come on now, Dolores.
Why would I do something like that? I don't know. Maybe to have somebody design your house, pick out everything for your house, refurnish the entire house. I mean, I can see some good reasons.
Yeah, but he does do something that we haven't seen him do. He actually kisses her, and he goes, I love you, relax, which I think is probably what Dolores hears, has been hearing her whole life. I love you. Relax. Relax, Dolores.
I like how Dolores looks at it. She's like, you know, in the past, I've had commitments from guys that haven't respected me, and they've lied. Well, he's never lied. He may not commit, but he's never lied. He's never cheated. So for now, that's better than a ring.
And he does say that he'll ditch all his furniture. So, you know, baby steps. Literally baby steps, because that's what he does for a career. Obstetrician, high risk.
Babies in the day, sniper at the night. Can't wait to meet this David.
So now it's time for everyone to pack up their clothes for the Jersey Shore. Tree is packing up bikinis. Margaret's packing up some. Joe, you're so slow, Joe. Like, why are you taking so long to pack your bag, Joe? I mean, like, look at me. I'm already done. I've already packed all my Vineyard Vine stuff over here that I have not copied.
Mm-hmm. Dolores is packing with Frank, and he's picking really bright colors. Like, Frank, who wears this color things? Seriously, you're lucky it's the Jersey Shore. And then Jackie is talking to Evan over at their place, and she's like, oh, I used to go to the Jersey Shore. Yeah, I fist bumped.
I fist bumped. I fist bumped a person and said, I'm never coming back here. Never coming back here, Evan. I'm going to the Hamptons instead. Yeah. Also, what was Jackie wearing? She was wearing some sort of crazy shorts. Did you see them?
Uh-uh.
They were like beyond cargo shorts. Like there were pockets and buckles and straps and more buckles. There were, I've never seen so many buckles on a pair of shorts.
I miss cargo shorts.
What'd you say?
I miss cargo shorts. They still sell them at Old Navy, but my sister won't let me wear them.
Yeah, I used to love them until all of a sudden I realized that everyone was making fun of me. Those and Tevas.
Yeah, I'm not allowed anymore. So Jen and Bill are getting ready. They're packing again, or getting ready again. Bill's just sitting there watching her. She's like, I already said sorry to Jacka, and she didn't accept. So guess what? I'm not sorry anymore. I'm going to wear this shirt that says, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, great one. And he's like, well, that's definitely not going to help the situation. And she's like, I don't care if Melissa sees me. I'm just going to ignore her.
Yeah.
Good luck ignoring me in my shirt.
He's like, ha ha, that is funny.
Let's just at least try to have some fun down there.
So everybody goes to the shore. But he jumps in the car and goes to the shore, okay?
Yeah.
Gorgas are driving with Teresa. They're driving her. And they're talking about Gorgas still like, oh, what, is Jen coming? She needs to get laid. She's sexually frustrated. Eh. It's like,
all right. Yeah.
All right, you.
And then Teresa's like, John, you shouldn't get involved in stuff. And he goes, well, this is the second time she's attacked my wife, you know? And Melissa's like, yeah, she's an animal. And then Melissa starts telling them that Danielle's going to be on the shore. And because Danielle texted Melissa to meet up, and she's very scared that Danielle will show up at the shore house.
Yeah, but she will. Of course she will.
Yeah, of course.
So then we see Dolores and Frank arriving, and Dolores has found this gorgeous house online. Dolores is like, not bad for the internet, huh?
Yeah.
And they're looking around, and she's made cupcakes with everybody's faces on them, which...
Yeah, she's...
Wow, that plastic surgery really isn't as frightening. You never know how frightened you are by it until you see it on a cupcake. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cupcakes can really give you a bad angle. They stretch the wrong things on your face. So, yeah, she's putting cupcakes on everyone's bed to assign the beds, which is cute, although I just have visions of ants crawl. I guess ants are probably already there. It's the Jersey Shore. So they are. So she's assigning the cupcakes, everything. And so Jen and Bill arrive first. And then... Margaret and Joe and Jackie. And so when Jennifer sees Jackie walk through the door, she's all excited. She's like, people are here. I gotta see the people are here. Ugh. Oh, it's Jackie. Never mind.
So they're all making each other. They're all making drinks for themselves. And Bill's like, what will you have, my queen? And she's like,
I'll have a tequila, Bill.
And he's like, oh, you're ready for tequila, are you? And then he just pours her a tequila on the rocks. It is so fucking humongous.
Huge.
He is such
like he's
a
never
little
poured it before. I was so here's a callback to something. Remember I said I was in I went to Long Lake sleepaway camp for the performing arts or whatever. So my first year there I wrote a play. It was a play called Becoming the Butler, about a guy who has to become a butler in order to not be kicked out of an apartment. It didn't really make a lot of sense. I was in eighth grade. But like in a pivotal scene, a woman gets drunk, and I remember writing it and being like, and then she drinks 99 shots, because I didn't know. And then, like, I remember, like, the counselor was like, 99 shots? I was like, well, how many does it take? She's like, not 99 shots. I was like, okay, 20 shots.
Just like, I'll bargain with you.
So that's what this reminded me of. Like, ooh, this is a proper cocktail. Let me just pour this highball glass at the top full of tequila. Casamigos.
Yeah, a little shit starter over there. So then everyone goes and finds their room and stuff. And the Gorga's like, hey, just say hi to Jen. She's like, She said hi to me and I wanted to punch her in her face.
This is going to go well.
Yeah, exactly. So that now everyone's like, now everyone has sort of gathered around the kitchen island and they're all talking. And they start talking about Gia and Frankie and going to the prom and stuff. And Dolores like, oh my God, I love Gia. Oh man, if I could choose anyone, you know, because it's so Italian, because I know the mother, I know the father, I know the tile that they have in their foyer. God, I want them to get
it's
together.
It's a girl I like. I'm so Italian, I know. I'm like, yeah, no one else except Italians cares that their son is with somebody that they actually know and like. Nobody else would want that. Thank God you're Italian. Most of us are just throwing our kids off to strangers we meet at truck stops. So thank God. Thank God they're still
Bill actually seizes on this because it's actually kind of a callback to something that happened last season because Bill is like, well, that's how arranged marriages are set up right there. And that's how I met the love of my life, Jennifer. Ooh, honey bunny.
Make sure they sign the prenups now. I asked her to sign a prenup. You know what she told me? And Jen's like, he didn't have a prenup. He had nothing. He was a resident. And Jackie's like, well, we have a prenup and we're fine with it. And Bill's like, who offers to set up a prenup? Who offers to sign a prenup? That is redonkulous.
Redonkulous, baby. Mm-hmm. So so now they all start talking about prenups, and Teresa starts saying how she signed a prenup with Zhao a week before getting married, and that Joe didn't even want to get married. So I guess was she implying that Joe suggested doing a prenup because he thought it was going to send her away? Is that what it was?
Well, she signed it. He brought up a prenup a week before, and right. He told her on the phone last week. He's like, yeah, you know, the reason I didn't even want to get married, you know that. So I had a prenup, whatever.
Yeah. So I guess that's, I see. Meaning that, like, he didn't want to get married, so he's going to protect his shit because he didn't even want to get married in the first place. I was just thinking in the context of this conversation that since everyone was saying how it's like the most unromantic thing, yada, 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 that Joe thought by sending a prenup to Teresa that she would walk away. But
Maybe.
No. Your way, I think your way is the one that was the intended result.
Yeah, I have no idea, but it turns into another story of how Joe was mean to her. And so Frank's like, yeah, what an ass. I don't like that he said that. She's like, yeah, I got a lot of resentments. I didn't deserve that. I was the perfect wife, the perfect fucking wife. And he's like, do you think he was as good a husband to you, Teresa? And she's like, you know, there was rumors out there. Like, you've been on television for 10 years now.
I know. And Joe Bonino, he's like, you think he ever fooled around behind your back? And she's like, well, the conclusion I've come to is this. He has a separate cell phone with another girl, you know? And they're like, really? How do you know that?
I found it today. You know, it was his ex-girlfriend's sister, and he said that she was going through a divorce, and he was going to help her sell a house, and you know, but I should have left her then. I should have left then, and, you know, but he denied it.
It was kind of like, first of all, like, girl, you saw that, and you still stayed with him. But also, at the same time, this is kind of crazy, because this is the first time that Teresa has ever not look the other way.
Yeah, and they've been trying for years to get her. I mean, so much evidence, like the pictures of the guy that she was holding hand. I mean, just so much evidence.
Yeah.
And so Joe much. On the cell phone with the other late being with the mistress or whatever, being like, yeah, my fucking bitch wife is coming to Cup Fitness or whatever. So there's been so much, and she's denied, but now she needs a divorce where she's not paying him money.
She's like,
you know, Teresa will bring it out when it suits her, and that's good for her because it is her business, so she should bring it out when it suits
her. He did cheat, and he's just like, she's like, now I believe he cheated, you know, sometimes you're blind. And Margaret's like, you know what, like, you want to see the best of your husband, I get it, but you know, you put your time in. I'm like, Margaret, maybe she's a different phrase.
Yeah, no kidding with this couple.
You know, sometimes love can be a prison. Am I right?
Yeah, Melissa says what we just said. She's like, the news isn't that Joe cheated. It's that Teresa's talking about it. Like, it was nuts. Yeah. So Teresa's like,
yeah, you know, it's been a long time, sis, but it's still hard for me to admit it. But I owe it to myself to tell myself about it. I was so mad when I told me.
I was so mad when I told me.
March is like, you know what, Teresa? What time are we going to dinner? Let's continue this later. And Bill's like, I need more than 45 minutes to do my hair.
I have a ravishing look for tonight. So now it's makeup time and cocktails. And while everyone's getting ready, Joe Gorga pulls Bill aside and goes, what's up, Doc? Which is already very annoying that he does that. He's like, what's up, Doc? So the other night, when I was saying you have to bang your wife a little bit more, you walked away. Why'd you walk away? What, I was being a total chauvinist pig at that moment. Why would you do that?
Well, that was very inappropriate at the party the other night. What are you doing, brother?
I like when he tries to get all Jersey.
Yeah. Hey, Brohan, we can agree to have little differences at times, but you need to have more R-E-S-P-C-T, find out what it does to me.
Yeah, I was just trying to bust your balls, all right? It's just that they were so full, they exploded all over the place. What am I supposed to do? Bang your wife, eh?
Yeah, he's like, no disrespect. I love you, Bill. I love you. Like, ooh, yes, love is all around. And Joe Gorga is basically tells us, listen, he can't help but that his wife is crazy, nuts, a loose cannon. Want me to keep going? Huh? Like, actually, yes, I would like you to.
So then Jackie calls her kid Hudson. And she's like, are you crying? What's wrong? And he's like, nah, I just lost my fucking championship. This fucking sucks. It's like, he needs a curse.
I said, fine. I lost my fucking championship. Sorry, Mom. Let me try that again. Let's take from the top. I am crying because I lost my championship and it fucking sucks.
So then it's time to go out and the girls separate from the boys because it's Bravo and that's how we drive places.
Yeah, Teresa's wearing just the shiniest, most blue pants I've ever seen on Bravo. And then I thought I feel like you probably really enjoyed, Ronnie, that Bill was wearing vertical stripes, but Joe Bonino was wearing horizontal stripes, and they were sitting next to each other. I was like, here is a study in contrast of stripes. What stripes can do for you and what they can't do for you. I was like, this is something Ronnie probably loves.
I didn't even see Bill because he looked so thin. It's like, why is there a stripper pole in the guy's car? It's just all I see is a pole. And so we get classic Joe Gorga, like, hey, you see how guys do it? Bill got mad at me earlier for saying he needs to bang his wife more, which he does. And now we're fine, because I said, I'm not sorry, but you know, you need to bang your wife more. You see? And Benino's like, yeah, it's because we're guys. It's how guys do it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's just how guys do it. Males. Big males.
So then at the restaurant,
time to order.
Everyone's looking, and Jennifer's like, looking at the menu, and Jennifer's like, there's something called the Palmer. Bill's like, you just drank.
It didn't do anything.
So uh-oh. Jennifer is warming up for a big vacation episode.
And they're all ordering all sorts of weird things. Like, I think it's Melissa's like, I'll have the Garden State lemonade. I was like, I don't know what that is, but I'm staying far away from it.
Yeah.
Garden State lemonade.
So then
Margaret's
Dolores
like, could you bring a festival salad to the table? This is a festival salad and a Garden State lemonade. Already we're in trouble. And the poor waitress is, because they're all shouting things that they want. And this waitress is trying to get around all these people. She's like, oh, okay, like, hold on one moment. Okay, festival salad, Garden State lemonade. Did someone want the Turnpike jacuzzi beverage? Did anyone want Turnpike jacuzzis? No?
Yeah. Okay. I wish I was there so I could help her out and just be like, serve anything you want, just do it in a sippy cup, because this shit's going to go flying, okay?
Yes.
So then Dolores is like, so, what do you think of doing a throwback and going to Jenks tomorrow? There's a bar by the beach. We used to always go there. It was a thing. And Gorga's like, yes, yeah, where I met Melissa. Well, I met her in Cancun, but she said they're from the Jersey Shore, so I went every weekend until I found her.
Yeah, I was a real Jenks regular, you know? And then we find out that Teresa beat up two girls at a place called Temptations. The names of these places.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to always go to Temptations and get a Garden State lemonade. That's what I'd always do there.
Yeah,
it's like my boyfriend was holding some girl's hand.
And Gorga's like, yeah, if her boyfriend looked at other girls, she would abuse them. And that's why I'm shocked that she ends up with this idiot, you know? Like, now suddenly she needs proof? She'd see pics of naked chicks, or she'd see pics of holding hands with chicks on the internet and be like, what? That didn't happen. I need to research it. And everybody's cracking up. Teresa's like,
it's not funny. It's my life.
Yeah, she's like, blink, 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 blink.
Yeah. No one's told her she's offended yet, so she doesn't really know that she's supposed to be yet. So she's kind of laughing along, yeah, blinking confusedly.
And they're all laughing about about cheating. They're like, so Frank, what was your excuse for cheating on Dolores? He goes, it wasn't me, Dolores. It wasn't me.
And she's like, I hired a private investigator. He took one look at Frank and dropped the camera and broke it. So that ended that.
Anyway, he actually just moved into my house. He's upstairs.
So then Melissa's like, oh yeah, that reminds me. Danielle's coming to the shore. What?
And Margaret goes, I thought I smelled something in the fucking water. Like, no, I think that was just the Garden State lemonade.
Broccoli.
It's like she said she wanted to sit down, and Therese's like, you guys was fine. She was at your last two birthday parties.
Yeah. And Margaret's like, you know what? Like, just because you were once close with Danielle doesn't mean you still have to be close, okay? I mean, this is ridiculous right now. I mean, like, this woman, she's worse than a festival salad on a hot day. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? Festival salad. That's for you, Joan. That's for you, Joan.
Fucking barnacle. And Melissa's like, well, you know what? I'm going to meet up with her, and I'm going to tell her once and for all, listen, you went too far, and you can't be around us anymore. And that's it.
Yeah. She goes, that bitch is cray. Oh, and also, Jennifer, you're on thin ice, too. It's like, what? Jennifer's just sitting there in the corner being like, and another thing, I saw a Broadway singer and it was amazing. Wait, what? What's happening over here now? What?
Yeah. And Dolores is like, she's not on thin ice with me. Well, she is with me. And Dolores tells us, she's still mad about the plate throwing. I think Melissa forgets she's the one who started it.
She did not start it. No, Melissa did not start
it. Crazy. You people are idiots.
You are idiots. Melissa was not coming for you guys. Melissa was propping Jackie up by commending how much she saves money.
Fucking idiots. Morons. So good.
Yeah, so Melissa's like, you know, it's the second time it happened, Jennifer. Throw one more thing at me, I'm going to lose it. At that point, I actually kind of wanted Jennifer to throw something at her, even though I'm totally on Melissa's side, just to see what was going to happen.
Yeah, we could see a different style of throwing because they're actually sitting on the same side of the table. So it's like a lob throw. Like, I wanted to see her lob toss. Up a butter knife.
It's and like then a trick shot. Fall.
Yeah.
You know, like a trick shot, like when someone like hits the cue ball and it goes around three balls, but then winds up in the pocket anyway.
You've been a pro or like Jen for this long. You gotta come out with new tricks, right?
Yeah.
So it is.
And then they all just like toast. She's like, yeah, you know, throw one more thing at me and we're all going to have a problem here. Anyway, cheers, guys. Cheers to Jersey Shore.
And Jen's like, are we going out after this? And Bill says, I need some action. I'm going to go home and bang my wife. And they all start cracking up.
That's what I need. I need to have sexual penis and vagina experiences with lady wife.
So then the next morning, everybody, you know, gets out of bed, as they do. And Gorga's in bed with Melissa. He's like, God, we're on vacation. You didn't even take care of me. I'm sitting over here with blue balls.
Oh, God.
I bet Bill even got some. And then we cut to Bill, and he's like, you can hear it. My stomach is growling.
It's saying, meow. So then we also see Frank and Dolores. And she's like, Frank, are you kidding me? You ate all the cupcakes we bought for everyone. What can I say, Dolores? I was starving. I was so starving. I needed the cupcakes.
I wanted to take those home. He's like, we're going to take them home. There's just going to be less of them.
Yeah. And then did you see this amazing shot? Teresa is like getting ready. And so she knocks on the bathroom. She tries to go in the bathroom door, but it's locked. So she knocks. She's like, come on. I need to take a shower and stuff. I need him to get in the bathroom. And then the cameraman backs up and then pivots, sort of like moves to the right. And we see that like the bathroom is fully open. It was like the bathroom had like a
two doors.
And all Melissa had to do, all Teresa had to do was like walk around essentially a wall.
So
amazing. It's hard to describe, but when you see it, you know it. And it was like actually so such an amazing moment. And the fact that the cameraman knew at that moment, I gotta show the audience that all she has to do is walk around this wall to get in.
So then they're in the kitchen, and Frank's making breakfast. And Dolores is like, I'll take eggs and turkey bacon. He's like, what is this, vagina? What is this?
It's ridiculous. And meanwhile, Margaret's making an English muffin. She's like, I don't even know how to use a toaster oven. This is crazy. Okay, I've been on this planet for 78 years. Okay, and I'm gonna try to put this in. All right. Which button do I press? Toast. Wow, this is crazy. What a world.
Oh, I'm awake. Top of the morning. Award goes to Gorga.
So, what are we doing today? And Dolores goes, today we're going to Jenks. There's something about a bar called Jenks that is so unappetizing to me. Like, I don't think I ever want to go to someplace named Jenks.
Jenks. It's like a scary clown. It's like a reserved cabanas. And Melissa says, I think we can find Tree a little boy there that she'll like. And Tree's like, that's a stupid thing to say. Why would you say something so stupid? She's like, oh, I thought we were on an honesty kick now. Melissa, you are about to get your ass beat. You're barking up too many trees at one time, okay? Pick
one.
She
really is. You're I know. Gonna get your She's ass got a kicked. Lot of trees. She's got a lot of trees, including Tree.
Yep.
It's going to be great. So now Teresa feels bad about talking all that shit about Joe yesterday because she realized she's like, oh yeah, my daughters still love their dad. But then she still keeps going because she starts saying how, like, you know what? She's really resentful about what happened with Joe because it's sort of like she had all these things, all these businesses or who knows what, like things that were going for her. And then it all came crashing down because of Joe. So she's really resentful.
Yeah, and they have to, you know, she's got to pay all these lawyers and everybody's like, oh, fuck it. You have all these lawyers, these court cases, dump him, you know? And then Marge is like, yeah, you got to feed the beast. You know, Teresa, you got lawsuits. I got lawsuits. And people don't get the stress of that. You got to pay the lawyers all the time. They're just calling you. And Jane goes, yeah, Marge, but you know the difference? You got Joan. She doesn't have a partner now. So you have no idea what she's going through, really.
Margaret is so mad. Leave it to Jennifer to diminish my bonding moment, okay? She's like an anti-Joan, okay? Don't like her. By the way, Teresa has Joe Gorga and, like, Nono and all these people in her life, okay? So, yeah, I'm not taking away from what Teresa's going through, but she's not, like... There are many more people in life who are dealing with the same sort of shit who do not actually have the resources that Teresa has.
Yeah. But Marge is like, oh, I totally get what it's like for your children to lose their father because I have a lawyer, too. It sucks. So Jen's like, you're an idiot. So then Bill goes, well, you know, sometimes children are just selfish that way. I tell Jen sometimes, listen, children are incapable of seeing how hard their mom's work is. Do you know how hard it was for me to do all this work on her?
Oh, really? I did.
Those fillers don't fill themselves. Badge.
So Margaret's like, oh really? I didn't know that Jen worked. Okay. And Jennifer's like, excuse me. Raising 5 kids isn't work. My job is 10 times harder than what she does. I'm like, you also have like 45 nannies. So
yeah. Check that, bitch. And Margaret's like, I'm done. Game on. You want to have a game? Game on, then. Your husband's about to be in the pool. Wait, I like him. I actually like him. Can we throw Bill in something other than a pool? I actually like him. Your husband's in the ball of the ball pool.
Your husband's sitting on a very comfortable chair right now, okay? I like him. We put him in a nice chair. Your husband's in the chair.
Can you just bring me one of his sons to throw in the pool? I can't do it to Bill. I really love it.
This one's on the list. So that's that. The next week, I have been waiting all season long to find out what's going on when they all have to carry Bill into who knows where. I'm assuming he gets wasted with the bros. I'm excited. We are going to be recapping the Jersey Shore episode, the next installment of it, in Kansas next week at Lawrence fucking Kansas. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get your tickets to that because it will be a great time. We have so much fun recapping this show with a live audience. And then for people in Omaha, we got a Summer House the next night. So much fun. In fact, we're going to be doing Summer House on the very next episode of right now. So stay tuned for that. Subscribe so that way the episode comes right to you. And that's basically it. We love you guys. Love you, Ronnie. Always fun
chatting. Love you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Talk on the next episode. Bye, everyone.